Sports, and there are thousands
with its animations, slick edits, and high-def images. The video, narrated in English with an American-sounding voice, glorifies ISIS and taunts America.
Bring it on.
The video, entitled No Respite, is a fresh ISIS release, making reference to its new enemy, Russia. The production quality consistently reflecting what analysts say is a sophistication never seen before.
They're the gold standard of terrorist groups when it comes to propaganda.
A U.S. counterterrorism official says with videos like these, ISIS has brought its brutality to the smartphone in your pocket. In another recent video, ISIS fighters wearing GoPro cameras move around a compound in Yemen, shooting people, including some trying to hide. The visual similarities to the American video game Call of Duty are striking.
So they know perfectly their audiences, and they are talking to them in the same language.
Researcher Javier Lasaca, who's analyzed hundreds of ISIS videos, says one of the intended audiences, young, hardline Islamist Muslim men yearning to be heroes. But experts say the West is another important target audience.
One is us. It's clickbait. You know, it's stuff that gets us upset and angry or scandalized.
The Washington Post recently interviewed ISIS defectors who made videos. They said some beheadings and battle scenes are staged to the point where jihadists perform multiple takes, like actors, and read from cue cards.
It really looks that some battles are designed, or even some suicide attacks, are designed not only for a military target or for an operative target, but especially to be recorded and to be distributed through social media.
Commanding ISIS's army of videographers and editors, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, the group's spokesman, said to be so important to ISIS that he holds a position just under its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
He's the guy that was chosen by ISIS to do battle with Zawahiri when they had the big, you know, dogfight in early 2014 about who was right, ISIS or al-Qaeda.
Mohammed Abu al-Adnani has given several audio statements for ISIS, but despite being a spokesman for the group, he usually avoids appearing in any of these videos. Analyst Javier Lasaca says that's probably for his own security. Al-Adnani's got a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head, and Western forces have already taken out several top ISIS media operatives like Junaid Hussein and Jihadi John.